Hi, I'm Ellis.
And I'm Anatea.
And I'm Jackson. And we interviewed Carla Stept, an American immigrant from Austria, on May 9th, 2011.
I'm Carla Stept. I was born in Vienna, Austria, in 1918, and I will be 93 in 10 days. So I have been here for a long time. I grew up in a very loving family. I had one younger brother. Unfortunately, another one had passed away, but my parents took care of me and my younger brother. My father was a lawyer, and he was very keen that I study, especially because I was a girl. At that time, girls didn't amount to much yet. They were not in schools, and we had to work very hard to be accepted. My father believed that women had to be very independent, and this is how he took care of me. After the First World War, the Austrian-Hungarian monarchy broke up, and the part where my father and my mother were born became Poland. Both of my parents spoke Polish. I never spoke it. I understood it. Of course I had to. If not, I wouldn't know what's going on. Vienna is a beautiful city. At the time I grew up, it was wonderful to live as a young person. You had the Vienna woods. You could spend your weekends and Sundays out in the woods. We could walk. We could ski. It was lovely. I was a member of the Girl Scouts and also a leader of the Young Boy Scouts. And I had a wonderful time. I went to a private school. I learned languages. I also had to learn Latin, which I hated. Those are things I will not forget. Austria, especially Vienna, was a haven of culture. You see, Vienna was the capital of a very large country, the Austrian-Hungarian monarchy. And everybody came to Vienna. There was music, there were theaters, there was just everything. In 1933, the influence from Nazi Germany began to show in Austria, and it became more or less a police state. And then in 1938, of course, Austria stopped to exist. Hitler was expanding his power from Germany. Austria was the first country he occupied because he was born in Austria and he believed that as a German-speaking country, it belonged to Germany. Austrians never wanted that. Austrians were very proud of being just Austrians. They hated Germany. In 1938, Hitler invaded Austria, and as I'm being Jewish, we had to get out as fast as we could. My parents, my brother and I, we fled to Italy in August 1938 and were sitting there and waiting for a country to allow us to immigrate. And it was very difficult. The United States at that time had very strict laws for immigration. And my father, who had been born in Russia, which at that time was the Austrian-Hungarian monarchy, got a visa to the United States and was allowed to bring his wife and children under 18 to come here. But I was 20. They would have sent me back to Austria. I just had no papers to live in Italy. I was lucky. My boyfriend's uncle lived in Yugoslavia. He was a very rich man. So at that time, one could buy a visa to Argentina if you had enough money. And uncle bought that visa. I never ended up in a concentration camp. But anybody who is a Holocaust survivor had his or her life interrupted. You had to leave everything that you had, all your friends, your family. 17 of my family members were killed during the Holocaust. So I lost all of my family there, but my parents and my younger brother. and your life is interrupted. You come to a new country. You don't speak the language. You have to learn to survive. I had no family in Argentina, but I married my sweetheart from Vienna. So at least the two of us were together. But it was very difficult. Argentina, at that time, the people who ruled it had been trained in Germany. So, during the war, they all wanted that Germany should win. Argentina, 10 days before the end of the war, declared finally war on Germany. When the war ended, we were so happy. It meant that somehow 6 million Jews who were killed had not died in vain. If Germany would have won, this world would be so completely different. I lived in Argentina. It was very difficult. You see, I grew up as a protected girl in Vienna. I had never worked. I went to school. I went dancing. I had a wonderful life. And suddenly I came to Argentina with no money, with nothing. In a small room, windowless. No, there was just a door out to the balcony. We had nothing. We just had to start from scratch. And we did. It was very difficult. I was always pampered. I was always taken care of. We had two maids at home. It was a completely different upbringing. I had to get a job, and it wasn't easy. I had lived for 20 years in Argentina, and I had a very good time. The Argentinian people are very good people, and they made it easier for us immigrants. Now, I came here in 1960. I was widowed with a 12-year-old child and no money. And we came here because my parents lived here. It was a second immigration. Somehow, I always liked the United States from the beginning. As I say, I think it's a wonderful country. I had all the opportunities that one could have, and that doesn't happen in other countries. That's hard to compare. Austria has 7 million people. It's a small country. When I lived there, it was lovely, but I don't think that most of the people were very happy. It was a hard life. They didn't have the luxuries we have here. We are used to all this. Of course, you have to remember this goes back 70 years. The world has changed so much, I can't even compare it. What I don't like about the United States, it's crime, prejudice, hatred. I love the United States. I think people who live here don't know how happy they should be to live here. You have all the possibilities. Everything you want to do, you can do. What we have here, that there is a democracy, and we can fight with each other, and we can insult each other, but we can do it. I have lived under dictatorship for too many years not to enjoy what we have here. It's a very good country. I have traveled a lot, and I always have been happy to come here. And I love Pittsburgh. Really, I do. It's a wonderful place, and I live here now for 30 years.